Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another night of fun and excitement here. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, the FLDS situation continues to develop, and not in a positive way for anybody, really, except for the state government people who are achieving more and more, they're accumulating more and more power to themselves as a result of what they've done to these poor people who've never hurt another person, poor people, that really they don't deserve this kind of treatment. What's happening is in Texas, as you know, about a month ago, the Texas government people, the authorities, as some would call them, went into the FLDS compound, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They went into their so-called compound and stole over 400 children. They kidnapped 400 children from their parents simply because they received a phone call. Now, the phone call was anonymous. I guess anonymous isn't the right term. The phone call was a hoax. The phone call claimed to be someone, and turns out that someone didn't actually exist. So the call was allegedly from a 16-year-old girl who was being abused by her father or something like that in the FLDS compound. And it was that phone call that supposedly spurred the police to raid the entire compound with, you know, battering rams and
don't forget,
SWAT teams.
The phone call didn't come into the police. It came into like an abused woman shelter, abuse shelter in town. So, you know, it's secondhand abuse reporting.
Exactly. So again, they went in and they stole these children. Then they took them all away and they allowed the mothers to come with the children for a short while. At a certain point, they then kicked the mothers, all of them out.
It was just children under the age of five, and then, and then they were kicked out, and then it was children under one.
That's true. So they whittled down the amount of mothers allowed to stay with their own children after a short period of time, and at this point, they're only really allowing mothers who are under the age of 18 or mothers who have children under the age of 1 year to stay with their children. So very few of them at this point have that ability. And of course, we've already read a story about the awful conditions that these kids are being kept in. Normally, when a CPS goes to take kids, to kidnap some children, they have somewhere to take them because they're only taking a couple of kids at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They've never taken hundreds of them at one given time. So
now they're keeping them someplace called a Coliseum. Is that right? Some of them are being kept in someplace called a Coliseum.
Yeah, you know, they've got to be treated like hurricane evacuees or detainees.
They
or
are disaster like evacuees.
Well, the disaster was completely government created.
Right, it's the state.
Yeah.
The disaster that is the Texas state government.
So that all happened. And, of course, there was a courtroom thing going on throughout some of this. And the judge has decided, apparently, according to KUTV.com, not only has she ordered these parents to get DNA tests because the state, the government people are very upset that they can't just dig through some paperwork and figure out whose kid is what because they don't have the paperwork for these kids. So they're frustrated because they have to, in order to do their paperwork and figure their stuff out, they have to determine paternity. And that's a difficult process. You're dealing with hundreds of children who don't even know their own parents.
Yeah, in this particular religion, apparently the church leaders get to decide if a man is out of favor for some reason that his family gets moved over to some other guy.
Right. So you could
very
be daddy
stuff.
One day, and then the next day someone else could be daddy.
And then you'll go to hell if you call daddy at that point. So
I guess. Many of the kids don't even know who their own real father is. So they're having trouble with all that, but it doesn't end there. It's bad enough that these poor people have been not only had their children stolen from them and held out as the carrot on the stick, if you will, and that they're jumping through the hoops that these government people put up in front of them, but now they're really being asked to make a choice. And here it is. Again, KUTV.com. Abandoning their religion and husbands may be the only way that FLDS mothers will be reunited with their children. Texas officials issued new rules Thursday that dictate what the mothers will have to do before the state will return the 464 children. The plan says that the mothers will have to prove they provided the children with a home free of persons who have or will abuse the children.
Texas, how do you prove that?
Texas officials consider many polygamous...
And I thought you had to prove that they had to prove guilt, not you prove innocence. Not when it comes
well,
to the,
the world
CPS.
Of, yeah, CPS, the rules are different, Mark. See, there's no... I don't know. Do you get a jury when you go to a CPS trial?
I would hope.
I don't feel like you do. I don't know. If you have any experience, please fill us in on this at 800-259-9231. But the rules are clearly different. I mean, they can go and steal your child from you, and then you have to prove whatever it is you need to prove, whatever it is arbitrarily they determine you need to prove, until you get your child back. So they get to set the terms. They're holding your children ransom, essentially, is what's going on here. Except it's not just cash that's going to get them back. It's obedience. It's bowing down.
And it doesn't sound like they're actually trying each case individually.
I've heard they're going to do that, but...
They claim they are, but it seems like they're treating the whole group of children and parents as a collective group. It doesn't seem like they've distinguished that much between, you know, parents where maybe the mother is under 18 or to where she's not. I haven't heard too much distinction being made by the Texas authorities in this case.
Texas officials consider many polygamist husbands as abusers. On top of that, they have to know that every person living...
And where did they get this information?
that
these husbands are abusers.
Well, it's the opinion of the state government people.
But on what is it based?
Well, the law says you can't be a polygamist.
I see.
So if you're a lawbreaker, then therefore you're an abuser, right?
I suppose that's a way to think about it.
I'm just trying to put my mind into the mind of these bureaucrats here. But there's more. See, on top of that, they'll also have to know every person living in any building where any of the children might live. This would make customary polygamist communal housing impossible. FLDS attorney Rod Parker says the rules are subject to interpretation by CPS, Child Protective Services, in a manner that makes it impossible for these people to live on their ranch. To hammer the point home even harder, Texas officials told FLDS communities that if they don't cooperate, the court could terminate parental rights and appoint a conservator with authority to consent to each child's adoption. Those terms are going to be defined ultimately by Texas CPS, and what Texas CPS says is a safe environment or appropriate education exclude participation in this religion. So, this is the message to the mothers of the FLDS children. You either repudiate your belief system, you either reject your religion, what you have spent your entire life believing and upholding as important.
It sounds unconstitutional to me.
As critical to your life and your beliefs and who you are, you either do that or you lose your kids.
It's crazy.
What would you do?
Well, I think religion's largely made up. Mm-hmm. So, whatever it takes, I'll take my kid, please. Mm-hmm. But not everybody feels that way. And a lot of people take their religions extraordinarily seriously. It's worse than a matter of life and death. It's a matter of heaven and hell for them. And therefore... You know, they can't. They simply cannot repudiate their religion. They're going to go to hell if they do, and they set a bad example for their children and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So they can't.
Well, imagine what this is going to be like. I mean, if they bow down here and they repudiate their religion and they promise to not, you know, go back to the compound or whatever, then at that point you have got these people in your life for who knows how long. Because they're going to want to keep checking up on you, right?
Right.
Because
right.
You agreed.
You've already been to me to them.
Yeah, you agreed that you would not put your kids in a situation where there might be more than one mom or whatever the different agreements were. And if you break that agreement, then they're going to take your kids away from you again. And so they're going to want to keep checking up on you. They're going to keep coming back. And that's not a very nice... I mean, yeah, you're going to have your kids back, but you're not going to be living the lifestyle that you wanted to live. You're not going to be able to live the life in freedom, at least semi-freedom, that you'd originally intended to live. What do you do with yourself at that point? You don't want to join this society. You don't want to join the society of people that are not polygamists, that are not FLDS, but you'll be forced into it. This is sick.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Abacore 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Abacore's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Abacore's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Abacore and receive Boost just for trying Abacore. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacoreRadio.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
And you bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick. Mark. Oops. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. We go back for an entire year, gratis, at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits, that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about the FLDS situation here, it is probably one of the most tragic, disgusting, awful stories I think we've ever come across on this program. As I was saying during the break, you know, it's one thing to go after drug users and people that are buying prostitutes. And by the way, I don't think they should be going after them either, just to make it clear for anyone just tuning in for the first time. But it's one thing to go after those things, and it's a whole other thing to start going after people's children, especially people who've never hurt another individual.
You know,
this is sick.
It's sort of like you have to, I guess you have to look at it like the same way you look at taxes or your property, that it doesn't really belong to you. Your kids aren't yours. They belong to the state.
That's what they're saying here.
You might as well just these people might as well give them up, because either they can get their kids back and then have the government looking over their shoulder on how they raise them, repudiate their religion. As far as they're concerned, go to hell.
That's their choice, by the way. Right. They either repudiate their religion and move out of the compound.
Right, go to hell, and then have the bureaucrats looking over their shoulder for their children.
Yeah.
Or they stay in their religion
and they don't get their kids.
They don't get their kids.
That's where it's at right now. And, of course, they're also being forced, or not forced, but they're being demanded that they give up their DNA, and most of them are doing so.
Now, a couple of years,
going to result in criminal charges.
It's likely they could take this through the court system in a couple few years, figure out whether or not this is a violation of the First Amendment, the right to religion, and all that stuff.
What about the kids?
Right. At that point, their kids are 3 years older. You only get 18 years with them, you know?
You want to talk, first of all, damage has already been done. Significant damage has already been done to these kids as far as they've been plucked violently from the home that they love, from the people, from the arms of the people that care about them, and forced into state custody. That alone is just awful enough, but the longer it goes on, the more damage will be done, the longer they're separated from the values that they know that they've grown up with, the worse they're going to be. This is just so tragic, but there is more to the story. This one's from William Grigg over at the Pro Libertat blog. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It says here, observations and commentary from a Christian libertarian perspective. So keep that in mind as you hear what Mr. Grigg has to say. He says, the news was simply too good to hide under a bushel. Arrow Child and Family Ministries, a foster care and adoption agency with headquarters near Houston, found out today they'll be receiving 80 to 100 permanent placement children. Exulted the sister of Assistant Mark A. Tennant, founder and head of the agency. She said, more than likely, the parental rights of the parents will eventually be terminated, and they will be placed in foster homes and or adopted out. The letter was said...
This is good news?
Well, it's good news for Arrow Child and Family Ministries, because they're getting more kids into their...
And therefore more money for placing these kids.
That letter was set adrift in the blogosphere around April 22nd, and that is approximately the same time that Judge Barbara Walther issued a placement order that resulted in hundreds of children being torn away from their mothers and sent away in buses. Judge Walther has a lot to answer for, beginning with the fact that she didn't compel the state to produce the anonymous victim whose phone call produced the original search warrant for the Yearning for Zion Ranch. It's also quite likely that she was aware of the fact that Sarah didn't exist, and that the original call was a demented hoax at the time Walther issued the original warrant. She had to have known as much when she issued the April 22nd placement order. So it's clear that Judge Walther, like most of the people who wear the habiliments of the judicial profession, is guilty of serious crimes against the Constitution. But she hasn't yet issued an order to terminate the parental rights of the FLDS mothers. The obvious import of the letter cited above is that this development is a foregone conclusion, since provisions have already been made for long-term custodial care for the abducted children by Arrow and other foster care adoption agencies. So Arrow knew in advance. They said in their letter that they're expecting that the parental rights of the parents will eventually be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they just speculating on that?
Or
did someone
something?
In CPS say something to them? Well, we have to go. Look. We're going to give you these 100 kids, and we have to go through this process.
There's eyes to be dotted, T's to be crossed.
But we have to make it, people are going to be watching, so we have to make it look like we're doing this the right way with due process and all that nonsense. But trust us, you're going to get these 100
kids. These are bad people. Bad people raising their children.
Yeah. So they know something, right? Anyway, these children will be in a wonderful Christian environment, gushes the author of that letter, who goes on to explain that Aero Center was in need of volunteers to help clean the facility and perform other routine tasks over the next couple of years. Furthermore, it looks like CPS is coordinating with the University of Texas to have a charter school on site at the retreat center. This will take place in the fall, and therefore Aero will have to build several new buildings for the school, so they get to expand as a result of this new influx of people. Youngsters. Immediately after the children had been removed from the ranch, the Aero Center sent a staff of 15 over a two-week period to assist the department and other providers on the ground in San Angelo to help with activities and supervision of the children and families from the compound. Oh, how thoughtful of them. Mental health workers assigned to help CPS have testified the conditions for FLDS children and mothers in state custody were akin to those of Nazi concentration camps. So the role played by the good Christian people from the Aero Center was to help with activities, you know, sort of like organizing games of Red Rover and Ring Around the Rosie at Ravensbrück, obviously.
I'm not sure what Ravensbrück is.
I believe it's a communist, or not a communist camp, but a German camp.
Really?
Okay. That's my guess. There's a link here. I can find out for you if you want. Anyway, a great deal of planning and preparation.
Auschwitz, Nuremberg, and Dachau.
A great deal of planning and preparation went into all this. The initial raid on the YFC ranch took place on April 3rd. Within less than a week, Houston, as an NBC affiliate, reported that Aero's staff was preparing to receive scores of children. The Aero Retreat Center was built to be just that, a retreat center, reported the station. But after Hurricane Katrina, they turned it into a shelter. And once again, hundreds of children are being forced from their homes in West Texas. The center could be used to house them. Rex and Patricia Childress, foster parents of five boys, were presented as potential foster parents for girls ripped from their home at the YFC ranch. You've got to show the children that people do care about them and that there are people out here that are willing to help, Rex explained. The typical passive consumer of the officially sanctioned lies we call news was thus invited to perceive the scores of children taken from their mothers as victims of some sort of tragic caprice of inscrutable nature, rather than the victims of armed abduction by a state-sanctioned criminal syndicate called the CPS. There's no evidence at all that the children of the YFC ranch have been abused or neglected in any way, or that they've been deprived of affection from people who matter most to them.
The only abuse that they can claim here is that these people were raised by polygamists, that their culture is different than ours, and that is unacceptable. Raising a child in a culture different than what is considered the norm is abuse. Now, I mean, that's what's been established here. So, what is a culture different? Are people that believe in liberty, you know, the crazies that believe in the Constitution? They've already been labeled by terrorists by some states.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take their kids away?
By the way, Ravensbrück was a concentration camp in Germany. So, okay. We're coming up here from Mr. Grigg and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. More behind the scenes and analysis of the FLDS situation and your comments. It's Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-4-7-7-7. 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki, and get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And again, create. You can edit virtually anything you see there. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And you can get your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Osborne from SACL CAI at the upcoming Porkfest. So you're only going to be able to do this one in person. Featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, prize drawings, and more. We'll see you at the SACL CAI party tent. The fun tent, right?
The fun tent, yes.
This coming Porkfest, which you can get more details on that at porkfest.com. PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. More on the Texas child grab, as William Griggs is calling it, and I think rightly so. They stole children from people's parents, and now they're holding them for ransom. They're demanding that the parents, that the mothers repudiate their religion, to give up their religion that they've been involved with for their entire lives if they want to have the chance to have their children again. And
a lot of Christians, Ian, you probably haven't been prepared for this, but a lot of Christians are sort of prepared for the day, you know, due to revelations and that kind of thing, that they will get, you know, the number of the beast. It's coming soon. Mm-hmm. The end of times is coming soon. You will, in your lifetime, be given the choice to either forswear your religion, say, I'll do whatever you say there, Antichrist, mm-hmm. in order to get along well, or... Well, you'll be tortured, you know, by the...
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this fits right into their prophecy then, huh?
Right. This fits absolutely into it. And
jeez.
This is the sick part, that Christians could even gang up on these people. I mean, I understand that they live differently than we do. Absolutely. But, hey, you know...
We are better Christians than they are.
King David had multiple wives. King Solomon had multiple wives. Were they not God's chosen people?
Well, again, according to the story here, again, William Gregg, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, he points out that apparently there was a Christian or so-called Christian organization that right around the time, or excuse me, not right around the time when the raid happened, but shortly thereafter, they sent out a letter to their people. Arrow Child and Family Ministries found out they were receiving up to 100 permanent placement children, and they said that more than likely, the parental rights of the parents will eventually be terminated, and they'll be placed in foster homes and or adopted out. And then they went on to talk about how that meant that they had to, you know, they got to expand the size of their organization and build some new buildings.
Inventory. They've just received a huge supply of inventory, and their inventory doesn't cost them anything.
Mm.
So it's difficult to find. The cost for them is finding the children for whom they have to adopt out. But here they've just been given, plop, right in your lap, all kinds of kids.
And in advance, someone gave them the expectation that those kids were going to end up terminated.
We're speculating there. We don't know that someone gave them the expectation.
Well, that's, the, the impression I get from reading what they wrote, well, that's what they're expecting to happen. So
well, that's what they expect to happen, but that doesn't mean that they were given that information by a bureaucrat, necessarily.
So what do you think? Do you think that the FLDS women will repudiate their religion in favor of their children?
I know they have to do that. In order to get their kids back, they have to say,
that's correct,
I'm ready to go to hell.
Who knows? It might not even be a guarantee of getting their kids back. It might just be the first step on the road of obedience in order to get their kids back. Let's continue,
though. I think that the judge, you know, if you buckle to the state, usually they'll give you what you want.
Well, anyway, there's no evidence that the kids at the YSD ranch had been abused or neglected in any way, according to William Gregg, or that they'd been deprived of affection from the people that mattered most to them. And now that those kind, caring, self-described Christian people have helped them by terrorizing them at gunpoint and breaking up their families, at least some of these children will be left hurting, confused, and probably susceptible to whatever mind rape the CPS sees to, fit to inflict upon them in the course of creating evidence to justify this entire abominable enterprise. After being silent on the matter for about a month, he was busy after all. It takes time to find the right shade of Just for Men to keep one's youthful thatch of hair a preternatural chestnut brown. Texas Governor Rick Perry finally commented about the El Dorado affair. By way of an intermediary, Perry defended the honor, such as it is, of the CPS, and he promised a full investigation of the allegations of CPS mistreatment at San Angelo.
Oh, yeah, he's going to take care of it.
And, of course, that investigation...
It should be a blue ribbon committee.
Well, a blue ribbon committee of CPS people are going to be doing their own investigation. The governor is very proud of the work being done by CPS, according to Perry, spokesbureaucrat. CPS has handled a very complex situation, both professionally and compassionately. Really? It's compassionate to go in with men with guns and steal children from people? I mean, what kind of a world are we living in? What kind of sick F's are these people?
It's the same doublespeak you saw in 1984. George Orwell presented this to us in 1948. He said, this is what they're going to do, people, and this is what they're doing. War is peace. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we're creating peace in Iraq
mm-hmm.
by killing people. Mm-hmm. You know, we're creating, what was the terminology the governor used here?
She said they handled this situation professionally right. and compassionately.
Right. We're using compassion by sending in SWAT teams
mm-hmm.
and breaking families apart. This is compassionate.
Perry also applauded the CPS for promising an internal inquiry into the charges, which amounts to the governor granting the agency plenary authority to conduct a cover-up.
That is just, you know, they're so compassionate they want to make sure that they are just doing it right.
Consummate professional.
Excellent.
This is the same Governor Perry, of course, who's presided over a foster care system rife with abuse, including murder and the sexual molestation of children as young as 3 years of age. It's the same Governor Perry who promised a top-to-bottom review of the Texas Youth Commission following revelations of widespread physical and sexual abuse of teenage detainees by guards, staff, and other inmates
yeah.
within that juvenile correctional
story here.
System. In the year that's passed since the TYC scandal went public, the agency's been through 5 chief administrators without seeing any serious improvement. But remember, that's all that they ever do. Go ahead, pay attention. Anytime a government bureaucracy, whether it be on the state level or whether it be federal, anytime a government bureaucracy gets caught with its hand in the cookie jar, they get caught red-handed doing something awful and tyrannical, and, you know, they're somehow brought to some level of public attention for it, the government bureaucrats respond by saying, usually someone like Rick Perry comes out and gives a speech, This is unacceptable. This is awful. I can't believe that our people have been doing these things. Trust us, we are going to set these things right. We're bringing in a Blue Ribbon Commission. They're going to take a look at all this. They're going to analyze everything, and we're going to make some changes, and we can assure you that this situation will not happen again.
We hear it all the time, and we keep on accepting it. Because the reason is it's a different person every time that does it. You know, they take a bullet, and, you know, Governor Perry here probably won't see any problems in getting reelected, but if he kept on coming out and said, he'd be the same one apologizing for the government every time, pretty soon people would say, no, I'm not going to deal with it. Mm. But it's a new bureaucrat that comes out and do it, a new politician that comes out and does it.
Yep.
So we forget.
Yeah, the heat completely just evaporates. The media turns their attention to some other story, and the government bureaucrats go on just destroying people's lives. A little bit more here. He says, according to this, again, they promised this top-to-bottom review of the TYC. They've shifted a bunch of people around, and nothing has actually really changed. Given the near ubiquity of criminal violence and abuse directed at children in Rick Perry's Texas, Greg says, I'm starting to wonder if the YFC ranch was the only place in the state where children were safe from such treatment. So far, there's no evidence that anyone living there was ever mistreated in any way, and since the only witnesses to any alleged abuse are going to be in the custody of an agency with every reason to taint their testimony, it's difficult to see how any abuse allegation could be free of reasonable doubt. You know, they're going to talk to these kids, and they're going to talk them in to saying things that didn't necessarily happen, right? We've seen stories like that before.
Some of them will. I'm sure some of them will. It's really about psychology, you know, what type of personality they have.
Have total access to these children now. Their moms aren't around anymore, most of them, but with the children securely in their possession, the CPS can either manufacture the needed evidence after the fact or simply hold on to the children while legal proceedings grind on interminably. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on the FLDS situation. Does anybody out there really think this was a good idea, taking these children from their parents? Can you defend the actions of the state of Texas government people? We'd love to hear from you if you're out there. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, thereby getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and exposing more people to the message of freedom and liberty. Also, we reach out to new internet listeners, too. So gather as many listeners from as many different venues as possible. If you want to help us out with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. A little bit more from William Gregg's blog at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, commenting on the just the despicable situation happening in Texas with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints having their children, over 400 of them, stolen, kidnapped from them, being held for ransom, essentially, not for cash, but for obedience. For they're demanding that these women change their belief system, or at least publicly change their belief system. Certainly, they're not going to change it internally. You can never be, you can never not be free inside your head. But they won't be allowed to be in their religion physically anymore. They won't be allowed to be on the campus of their compound.
It doesn't work that quite easily for most people inside their religions. Having come from a Christian background and having read the Bible multiple times, what if they denounce their religion publicly like this? Then they might as well just go out and become hookers because,
really?
You know, they're going to hell.
Because they're dead to God at that point, right?
Well, yeah, you can ask for forgiveness on it, but, you know,
you're really supposed to suffer like Christ
suffered. This is a really, really big sin.
Yeah.
How's that? This is a giant, huge sin. Denouncing
it's an
God
awful position
in public like that.
But if they don't, they won't get their kids back.
Well, what's more important, having your kids for a temporal 80 years on this planet? Or having them for eternity in the hereafter.
I see where you're coming from on that. This is a sick situation, and that's where it's sitting at today. William Grigg has a few more thoughts. He's talking about how the CPS, they've got kids, they've got all the kids, and they have no evidence, by the way, because the phone call that originally spurred the raid wasn't real. It was a hoax. The person that perpetrated the phone call is a known hoaxer. And they found out who she is, but that's okay, apparently. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They just went in and took them.
It doesn't matter. The judge doesn't seem to care.
Right, and now they've got them, and they can make whatever demands they want to make on these FLDS people, and so it's really just awful. Anyway, Grigg says, like the war in Iraq, the war waged by Texas on the women and children of the FLDS community may turn out to be an immaculate deception. Everybody knows the reasons behind it are utterly spurious and that innocent people are suffering needlessly, but nobody's willing to do what's necessary to end it and punish those responsible. So people just pretend as if the truth is either infinitely malleable or entirely inconsequential. Now, I don't know what he's suggesting there, what's necessary to end it. What does that mean?
I don't know. What
go,
could be
the Rambo on CPS?
What can possibly be done here? I it's beyond me. I don't know what you can do here.
At this point, I would suggest non-cooperation from the families at this point. They've already got your kids. Stop obeying these people. Stop it. Don't give them the DNA, and don't jump through their hoops, and don't show up at court. And, you know, they're not going to give your kids back. They're going to own you if you ever get your kids back. You will be their bitch if you ever get your kids back. So why not just disobey? Don't even show up to court and let them come and arrest you, too. I mean, what's the difference, right? What's the difference whether you're in a government jail cell for not showing up in court or whether you're sitting alone in your little compound without your children around? I'm sure children mean the world to these people.
Well, I suppose there's another solution. Do what it takes to get your kids back.
Blow up the CPS?
No. I mean, deny God and get your kids back,
oh, that.
And then move south of the border. These people
get out of the jurisdiction.
Are in Arizona and stuff like that. They have little compounds in Arizona. And
yeah,
that
that's
kind of
a good
thing.
Point. That's an idea.
But,
run.
But you go to hell, according to this, I'm sure, according to this.
Just for lying to the agents of the devil? I mean, that's got to be how they view these people, right? I can't see what would be wrong with
that. I think
that.
You can make a case from the, was it Peter or Paul that said that they didn't know Christ?
Oh.
When he was on his way to be crucified.
Oh, yeah, Peter three times before the cock crowed.
Right. So
what does that mean?
Paul, however, never even saw Jesus.
Right. So
don't tell me about the road to Damascus. I don't count freaking delusional hyperbole.
So one of the Jesus guys lied about...
One of his disciples pretended he didn't know Jesus because he didn't want to get thrown up on the cross next to him, but he was still a disciple after the fact because he, you know...
So he didn't pay a price then for that?
And an apostle.
No, I mean, I think he felt bad about it. I haven't really read scripture that much, but you know, he didn't go to hell. He didn't go to hell.
He was
so.
Given the keys to the kingdom. As a matter of fact, he's the
there you go.
He is the lineage from which the Pope comes. Supposedly.
You know, they're going to lie to you. The state government people have no problem with lying to you to get whatever it is that they want to get out of you. So I don't see what's the problem with lying to get your kids back in your hands and then running across the border. I think that's a fine idea, Mark. Anyway, and we can see good Christian people, says Greg, playing roles similar to those they've essayed where the war in Iraq is concerned. Christians have been enablers, facilitators, and supporters of official crimes, eager consumers...
Christianity isn't the religion that it once was.
Nope. Eager consumers and diligent regurgitators of official propaganda, sanctimonious sanctifiers of the state's criminal aggression, and pious profiteers when presented with the opportunity. It's those who profess to worship Jesus... If those who profess to worship Jesus can't become principled opponents of the lawless regime ruling us, then the very least they should do is stop volunteering to be the ice cream every time the state feeds us a helping of cow pie a la mode. 1-800-259-9231. We will continue to watch this story as the tragedy continues to develop. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. We go to your phone calls. Jeff in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to call up and... You know, I got a message from the judge and all the listeners, you know, release the children. You know, the families...
Why should they?
Yeah, the families and the children are, you know, what I call texecuted down here, and by the government officials and CPS. And again, you guys pointed out that the hoaxer has been caught, and yet that means that anybody can do a hoax or call in on, say, another church or someone else, and I guess you're going to do a Rambo raid on that. But I would like to add that, you know, I wish the church would get an attorney and file a motion for an order to return the children, because what is happening here, this is inviolation.
They have an attorney, and I'm sure they filed motions, and they've probably been overruled or denied or whatever.
Well, this is in violation of the... I'd like to point out a couple of laws, and this is in violation of the First Amendment, freedom of religion.
I agree.
It's also in violation of the 14th Amendment, Equal Protection Clause.
But beyond all the man laws, you know, the statutes, it's also a violation of real law. You've stolen children from people.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, those are, you know, constitutional amendments that I cited.
But they don't care about any of that, Jeff.
But this is also criminal because it's in violation of federal statutes,
sure,
Title 18.
Sure, criminal.
Title 18, United States Code, Section 241 and 242, which are very important conspiracy laws, when you conspire to violate somebody's rights.
They don't care.
And then also, Texas law...
You can get in front of a courtroom and you can spout off all the laws and the case history that you want to spout off. That judge is going to do whatever the hell they want to do. Go ahead and appeal the decision if you don't like it.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, there's a Texas penal code called criminal conspiracies, Texas penal code 1502.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't apply to government. See, they don't really have their own laws. Don't really apply to themselves. The statutes that they write, they don't really, you know, they don't have the same level of adherence. They don't have to have the same level.
And here's another important law. I think it's coercion. The coercion of a public official, which is Penal Code Texas Penal Code 3603, and then we have.
No, I don't think they coerced any public officials.
3903, which is
official
oppression. They coerced the
children. Really, all this law stuff is really dull to me. Anything
well, in any event, it's criminal negligence, and I tell you, that somebody ought to be held accountable for this.
You can guarantee that's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, you know.
I wish they were.
We're talking about victims. We're talking about crime, sure. Victims' rights. Which
well, what are you going to do? Take it to a government court? The government made the decision to victimize these people. They're going to back the government up every single time.
Jeff, do you see Ian's point here? I'm not sure. I don't know what I sort of agree with you. I sort of agree with Ian that it's the law is the problem here, not the solution. And these people control the courtroom, and you probably won't see any justice. I'd like to make a suggestion, though.
Yeah, I think that they need to file. Since this has involved the Constitution, I think that they need to jam a motion, a complaint in the federal court, United States District Court, and go above the state court.
Yeah.
Because we have federal statutes being violated. We have the Constitution being violated.
Well,
so,
you know, good luck to them. It's not going to get their kids back, even if they do file that federal lawsuit.
It could. A federal
right
court can have
right
off the back. But, regardless, they're not going to have their kids for a while.
They have an attorney, man. I'm sure they're looking at all these options. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Who knows, man? Some of these things take a decade for just the littlest of cases to resolve. You're talking about hundreds of cases now. This is crazy. It's unprecedented. It's disgusting. And it's happening right here in the good old land of the free. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same. Or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!